Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next chance to buy some outstanding cattle coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction on Thursday, May 4th, 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast live from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 29,000 head, 8,600 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 7,900 weaned calves, 6,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can always visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. That's www.SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call at 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 4th, with their next auction, 29,000 head, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
The cattle futures today continue to show an impressive rally. June live cattle up $2.95 at $127.05. They were locked up the limit along with August for a brief time this morning, but they didn't close there. August were only up 60 at 120.77, and then October's were down 32. So a lot of action in that live cattle market, and then the spreads. People have been long June, short August, anticipating a rally. Well, today that really paid off on that spread. Feeder cattle were up as well, up $1.17 in May at 149.77. August up 202 at 155.77. Box beef and other cash markets are continuing to kind of lead the way here on this rally. Box beef today was up $2.50 at midday following a $4 rally yesterday. Choice is now at $228.77. Select at $213.13, up $3.68. So the cash market has continued to be the leader here. Last week, the five area cash average on live cattle was $136.80. It looks like we're going to get some pretty good cash again this week. The feeder cattle index, which, of course, April expired, now May's the front month. Feeder cattle index is 141.72, up 34 cents yesterday.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain market actually was generally weaker today following a lot of storm and weather scenarios in western Kansas with the wheat crop tour going on. A lot of anticipation that there's some wheat laid over, stems broke, etc. The first day of the crop tour really didn't suggest that. It suggested there was some freeze damage from before the snowstorm. So we know there's going to be a hit here, and then, of course, we've all seen the picture floating around the internet of the wheat that's laid over and the stems broke. So some significant issues there. Kansas City wheat, though, only up a half cent in July at 466 and a quarter. It's about eight off the highs overnight. Chicago wheat actually 1 to 2 cents lower. And then corn and beans, the main concern there is how much rain they've gotten over the last 3 or 4 days. 4 to 9 inches reported. The thought that might actually slow down planting. But at this point, the corn is 34% planted. The 34% is the average. Last year, 43%. Beans are 10% planted, where the average is 7%. So all that rainfall and those things we're worrying about haven't really been a factor as of yet. The winter wheat crop, 54% good to excellent, the same as last week. And all of these weather issues will probably begin to start showing up in the USDA reports at the end of this week. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.